And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Former ESPN host Sam Ponder just said what every sane parent has been thinking, but most have also been afraid to say out loud. Her daughter's middle school basketball team was forced to compete against an obviously naturally born boy, and Ponder watched her child get physically dominated on the court. She called it maddening. And she's absolutely right. Critics accused her of profiting from controversy, but Ponder fired back and said she's lost millions for speaking truth about biological reality. Pennsylvania's radical Democrats, well, they're turning the Keystone State into an abortion sanctuary. 7 extreme bills just passed the Senate Judiciary Committee, all 14 Democrats voting yes, and every single one bankrolled by Planned Parenthood's Political Action Committee. Go figure. Speaking of Planned Parenthood's death machine, 7 Democrats just pledged tens of millions of dollars in taxpayer money to keep the abortion giant running despite federal defunding. California's throwing $140 million at them, New York $35 million, Massachusetts, Washington, Illinois, Oregon, and Hawaii, they're piling on more blood money. Planned Parenthood killed 402,000 babies last year. In genuinely historic news that the mainstream media is going to minimize, Japan just elected its first female prime minister. Unlike the left's obsession with identity politics, this lady earned it through conservative principles. She opposes same-sex marriage, rejects separate surnames for married couples, and wants a stronger military to counter China. Imagine that, a female leader who doesn't need pronouns in her bio to prove she's a woman. And persecution of Christians continues worldwide. In South Korea, at least 71 children were recently reunited with their parents after Sudan's Islamic government deported Christian mothers in a religious crackdown separating families. Meanwhile, in Uganda, a Muslim man severely beat his wife and 2 children for attending church, then gathered a mob to demolish the Fit for Jesus evangelical church building. His wife and kids spent 3 days hospitalized, the 9-year-old with a fractured arm. And this is the reality Christians face every single day while Western churches debate pronoun hospitality. Folks, as we tell you so frequently, please make sure that you're continuing to pray for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters all over the world. And in Canada, their COVID tyranny continues claiming victims. A student at Ontario Tech University was forced to take an entire extra year of classes after his religious exemption for the COVID shot was denied. The university claimed his sincere religious beliefs were just, quote, personal preference. Now he's appealing to the Human Rights Tribunal, arguing that they can't play theological referee with his faith. Remember when bodily autonomy mattered? Yeah, it matters when it suits one particular side. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you could do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.